Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Amen variation with a DJ-friendly structure in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way a real drum and bass arrangement needs to behave at a club. So this is not just about chopping a break and making it sound sick on loop. It's about making the break act like a phrase engine. It should evolve every four bars, give the DJ something clean to mix around, and still hit hard enough to feel like a proper switch, a reset, or a second drop setup. We're aiming for that sweet spot where the Amen feels alive, human, and a little chaotic, but the arrangement is still locked in and readable. That balances everything in DNB. If the break is too rigid, it loses character. If it's too loose, the floor loses the pocket. So we're going to shape it with intention. Start by thinking like a DJ. Before you even touch the break, set up your arrangement in clear phrases. A good working tempo is somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Keep the section in four-bar chunks, because that's how the energy will make sense in a mix. You want the listener and the DJ to feel when the phrase turns. In arrangement view, lay out your section with a clear structure. Maybe you've got an intro, a main drop, this Amen variation, and then a reset or outro. For this lesson, focus on a 16-bar block. That gives you enough room to make the break evolve without overloading it. Now bring in your Amen source and place it on an audio track. Before you start editing, get the warp right. For breakbeat material, beats mode is usually the move, because it keeps the punch intact. Don't overquantize everything. The whole point of an Amen is that it has a little push and pull, a little human swing. You want the snare to stay authoritative, but you can let the ghost notes sit slightly behind or ahead for feel. If the source is a little loose, anchor the obvious kick and snare transients manually. Don't tighten every single hit to death. That's a common mistake. The groove starts sounding robotic fast. A better approach is to preserve the main snare relationship and let the smaller details breathe. A nice advanced move here is to duplicate the break to a second track. Make one version your core, tighter and more dependable. Make the other version looser, or more aggressively edited. Then you can blend them across different bars, or use the second one only for fills, reverses, and transition moments. That gives you two layers of logic, one that holds the groove and one that adds motion. Next, build your main Amen phrase. Think of it as a musical statement, not just a loop. Take an 8-bar section and shape it so the first 4 bars feel stable, then the next 4 bars introduce just enough change to keep the ear moving. Use split, consolidate, and clip gain to surgically edit the hits. Identify the important events in the break, the main kick, the snare backbeat, ghost notes, pickups, and tails that can become fills later. Then start shaping. For example, you might remove one kick on bar 2 or bar 4 to create a little air. You might duplicate a ghost hat before the snare to make the bar feel busier, without actually adding a whole new rhythm. You could throw in a reversed slice leading into the next bar, or pitch a snare tail down just a touch for a grimier edge. Keep the snare as your anchor. If the snare stops feeling like the thing the floor can lock onto, the break loses its job in the arrangement. As you edit, use clip gain to pull down any slices that jump out too hard. Usually -2 to -5 dB is enough. Add fade handles to stop clicks. Consolidate the best one bar and two bar ideas into new clips so you can arrange quickly later. The point is to build a little library of phrases that feel intentional, not random. Once the break itself is behaving, route it and your supporting drums into a drum group or drum bus. This is where the section starts feeling like a record instead of just a sample exercise. On the drum bus, a solid stock chain might look something like this. Drum bus for density, glue compressor for cohesion, EQ8 to clean up mud or harshness, and maybe saturator with soft clip on for a bit of edge. Keep the drive moderate. You're not trying to crush the Amen. You're trying to glue it together and let it breathe. If the break starts getting too spiky, ease back on the transients or use compression in a subtle way. The goal is not to make it huge at all times. The goal is to create enough contrast so that later automation and fills actually feel bigger. Now let's talk about the bass. Because in DNB the bass and the break are always in a relationship. They should speak to each other, not compete for the same moment. Build a call and response pattern. In the first 4 bars, let the sub hold longer notes under the break. That gives the drums room to establish the groove. In bars 5 to 8, let the bass answer with short re-stabs or a mid-bass response after the snare. In bars 9 to 12, thin the bass out a bit when the break gets denser. Then in bars 13 to 16, reduce the bass motion and prepare for the reset or loop out. If you're using a res, keep the movement in the mid-range and leave the sub controlled. Don't let the bass hit on every single break accent just because it can. Sometimes the hardest thing you can do is leave space. In DNB, what you remove often hits harder than what you add. Now for the FX, and this is where the arrangement starts to feel DJ friendly. Don't smear effects all over every hit. Use return tracks so you can control the drama. Set up a short room or plate reverb return, a ping pong delay return, maybe a distortion or grind return, and a filter sweep return. Keep them ready, but use them selectively. Send only selected ghost notes, one snare tail, or one transition slice. A little goes a long way. A really practical move is to automate a delay throw on the last hit of bar 4. Push the send up just for that moment, maybe with feedback around 15-30%, and high pass the return so the low end stays clean. That gives you motion without cluttering the phrase. Then automate the amen variation itself so it changes every 4 bars. This is where the section starts feeling like it's going somewhere instead of just looping. A good 16-bar shape could be bars 1-4 dry and tight, bars 5-8 a little brighter with more room send, bars 9-12 the most intense section with a fill and wider top layer, and bars 13-16 reduced highs, less reverb, and a clean reset point. You can automate filter cutoff to open gradually over several bars. You can bring in saturator drive only on the lead-in to a fill. You can whiten a top break layer for a short reveal, then pull it back to mono or near mono before the next phrase. That contrast is what makes the drop feel like it's breathing. A useful rule from the coaching side: change one musical parameter at a time when you want the break to feel performed. First timing, then brightness, then space. If you change everything all at once, it starts sounding random instead of intentional. Also, keep the low end stable. Don't automate the sub in a way that weakens the groove right before the next phrase lands. The sub is the foundation. The break can move around it, but the floor still needs something solid underfoot. Now think about the DJ-friendly part. Even if this is a wild amen variation, it still needs to be mixable. That means clean phrase boundaries, obvious resets, and at least one point where a DJ can predict where the bar starts. If this section is intended as a mix-in or mix-out point, leave a simpler region before or after it. End the 16 bars with a 1-bar or 2-bar loopable phrase that's less busy. Strip out the over-the-top effects in the last couple of bars so another track can enter cleanly. If this is a mid-track switch, use a fill bar, and then create a small hole right before the next drop. A half-bar dropout can be brutal in the best way. Sometimes the absence of sound is what makes the next hit feel massive. At this stage, it's worth resampling. Once the amen variation is feeling good, record a 1 or 2 bar section onto a new audio track using resampling. This lets you turn a great moment into a custom transition weapon. Once recorded, you can warp it if needed, slice it to a MIDI track, reverse it, or use it as a turnaround clip. That's a strong advanced workflow because you're no longer limited to the original break. You're building your own fills and transitional signatures from the material you already made. A really effective use of this is a custom bar 16 turnaround. Resample the end of the phrase, filter it, maybe add a touch of redux or echo, and let it act like your own signature handoff into the next section. Now let's quickly check the common traps, because these can ruin an otherwise great edit. Don't over-edit the amen until it loses its swing. Keep the snare anchor intact. Don't let FX smear the low end. High pass your returns. Don't make every bar equally intense. Create contrast. Don't force the bass to hit on every break accent. Leave gaps. And don't forget the reset. A DJ needs something clean to grab onto. For darker and heavier DNB, a few extra tricks really help. Saturator with soft clip on the drum bus can glue the break nicely. A quiet noise riser or vinyl texture can add atmosphere if it's high-passed aggressively. A tiny pre-delay on reverb throws keeps the snare punchy. And if you want a really strong switch, mute the amen's top layer for half a bar before the drop. That micro drop can hit way harder than a giant riser. One more advanced concept to keep in mind is two-layer break logic. Let one layer be the truth of the amen, the core pattern that tells the listener what the break is. Then use a second layer for hats, ghost tails, or transient fragments. Automate that second layer in and out so the break feels like it's mutating without losing its identity. And don't forget native space fills. Sometimes the best fill is not adding a hit, but removing one. Pull out a kick, a hat, or a ghost note right before the next bar. The ear hears that absence as motion. So to wrap it up, the big idea here is simple: build your amen variation like a phrase, not a loop. Make it evolve every 4 bars. Keep the snare as the anchor. Use automation and returns to create movement. Let the bass respond instead of fight. And always leave a clean enough structure that a DJ can actually mix with it. If you do that, your amen won't just sound cool in solo. It'll work in a track, it'll work in a set, and it'll do the thing that great drum and bass arrangement does best. Create controlled chaos that still feels totally locked. Now go build that 16-bar phrase, and make the floor feel the switch.